start off with the injuries here. Jason Avant has a wrist contusion, should sore today, but next couple of days should be better. Jaquan Jarrett has a shoulder strain. Jeremy Macklin has a hip flexor strain, hip pointer. It's pretty sore today. We'll just have to see how he does as the week goes on. Curtis Marsh has a hamstring strain. We'll see how it works the next couple of days here. And then Riley Cooper with a fractured collarbone. Good to get the win in. I thought defensively, I thought we came out and played very well, really in all phases of the defense against the run and the pass. There are a couple of plays there that we'll go back and work on, and a couple of the routes. But I just thought the defense set a great tempo, played fast and furious football, consistently tough football throughout the four quarters. And when you have the four interceptions that the defense had, DRC and Coleman, those were, I thought, those are game changers there that we needed to counter offset what we were doing offensively. I thought Nam played well, and D'Amico, I thought, really had a heck of a game, which was good to see. He was and he was able to play all three downs and really did a nice job. It was good to get Babin back in the mix. I thought our D-line played well against the run again and the pass. I could keep going. I really, overall, I just thought the defense played well. Offensively, turnovers. You know, you just you can't have those. I would say that we didn't play as disciplined offensively as we needed to all the way around. And it's not I know Michael took the blame yesterday. It's not a one-man show. That's not what it is. Everybody had a piece of this pie, starting with me and the coaches. You can't play like that. And, whether it was from the play calling to the execution to, again, to the penalties there. But the bottom line was that it ended up with a 91-yard drive that gives you an idea of what you can do offensively if you eliminate the penalties and you eliminate the turnovers. You come out and you put that together, and I think it was something that we needed from the standpoint that we've had a number of those games in the past where we weren't able to come back and that we lost. So you start looking at 456 yards of total offense, and then you're not putting it in the end zone. That's ridiculous there. You have 12 penalties for 110 yards. That's ridiculous. That's just not good football. So we've got to make sure we take care of that. Field position. This is a league where field position is very, very important. And you can't start drives where we started our drives. You've got to make sure on special teams that you take care of business there. Make sure on turnovers that those don't take place. And you change the field position. And then you hand that back to your opposing team and make them work for what they're getting there. All right, with that, time, Jersey.
And with Macklin, had the hip thing, I think, in the game, he came back and played, but now you're seeing it, so we'll see. Did it change overnight? Did it slow up?
He's got a little bit of a hip flexor strain in there, too. So, you know, it's that happened after the hip flexor. So, and the way you guys know, or excuse me, the hip pointer, as you know, with hip pointers, those things, they hurt you a lot more the next couple of days than they do when the thing actually happens. So, but he battled through it. You know, you got to give him credit for that. He battled through it and got himself through the game, but he's awful tender today.
You already lighted wide receiver with Riley being down. Is Macklin's injury serious enough to do something, or do you have to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to just see here the next couple of days, see how he feels and as we go. So, but it won't be Riley, no. It will not be Riley.
Probably won't be ready by Sunday.
He won't be ready by Sunday.
How about Cole Anderson? Did you see him being active Sunday? Awesome.
I don't know. I'll talk to Cole, see how he does this week. You know, just check with him and, you know, we'll just see how that works out.
When you looked at Vic's performance, did you see him just moving slowly, like not at gate speed, or did you see him just not recognizing coverages, or what did you see?
Well, like I said, Les is a combination of things. It's you know, it starts with the plays that are dialed up. It starts with protection, and then it comes back to decision making. And so, all three of those things fit into what took place. And you've got to add the route running in there too. If they're going to come up and bang you around, then you've got to work like crazy, get yourself open, and do the right thing. So everybody had a piece of that. It's always going to fall on the quarterback's shoulders, and we have one that takes that responsibility, and he takes that to heart. But in reality, when you put on the tape, everybody's got to do their job. And you play against an aggressive defense that's been good against the pass, in particular last year, then you got to come and you've got to be ready to roll every snap, and you got to be aggressive every snap, and we've got to do a better job with that.
Do you think did you get the sense going into that game that maybe some of your players took the Browns a little bit lightly, maybe that could have played into some of the mistakes, especially offensively?
Well, you know, if both sides, you can't, you know, one side's not going to do it, and that's not how that works. So I would say no. I would give them credit, the Browns credit. I thought Dick Geron called a great game. I thought his guys played hard, played well against the pass, which they've shown in the past. You know, I told you before, when we went into this game, our breakdown, besides the preseason games, we had on there the Ravens, we had on there the Steelers, and we had on there Arizona. And their defense played lights out in those games, very, very aggressive. And so I think our offensive guys knew what they were getting into. Most of the guys were coming back for them, so they knew what they were getting into, and I think they were ready. It's just you got to take the challenge to the opponent as opposed to the opponent taking it to you.
And you guys worked so hard in the offseason that really tell in the pocket. You guys worked with him. He's talked about wanting to really mature and make better decisions. Do you see on tape in general anything that it might be going through his head that he's not really playing on instinct, that he's overthinking when he's out there at all?
I don't think it's overthinking. There were so many good things that he did in the mix there. I mean, we accumulated a ton of yards, and so there were some good things. There were just some things, like I said, that there were breakdowns, whether it was him, whether it was O-line, whether it was receivers, running backs not checking through and quick enough and getting to their spots, the calls, you know. I mean, we've all got to look at that and make sure that we get that right.
But how do you say that Dick Geron called a good game? Was that part of it too? Was it disguised, or it looked like they were off into a fast play, but
you know, he did a good job of rolling his coverage. He did a nice job, you know. Yeah, pretty smart guy, you know. So he did a good job.
How about the 16 hits that Michael took? Is it the same thing as you were saying earlier, or was a general theme of why he was taking too many hits?
I tell you, you know, there were some breakdowns in protection, and everybody had a little bit of that. Whether it was the tight ends in there, or O-line, running backs, they held a piece of that. There were a few where he could have gotten it to a secondary receiver quicker, you know. So there's everybody had a little bit of that. But we've got to tighten that up. You know, you can't go through and have the quarterback get hit that much.
Did you see the O-line improve as the game went on?
Yeah, you did. You did. You saw it better the second half than the first half. So, in particular, the last drive. When you have penalties within a drive, and I'm saying that because we had a few of the holding calls and that up front there. So when you have penalties within the drives, your chances of scoring go way down. And I mean, way down in that particular drive. So you've got to eliminate the mistakes, the things you can control, and that's it. That's one of them. Holding calls, you can eliminate those, and you take care of business with that, and then you're able to take that 456 yards and put some points on the board.
And you said yesterday after the game, you probably could have used the ground game a little bit more than you did, but then you have to go back and look. Now that you've done that, do you feel the same way? Do you feel where it got lost a little?
Well, I thought we started off with a good mix, and I thought it wasn't as bad as what I thought. We tried to maintain that mix throughout. We had a couple holding calls on big runs, and so you negate those. But it wasn't for the fact of calling them and attempting them, I would say. But
Andy, with the understanding that other people are involved in like getting hit, he does seem to be the common denominator where he appears to get hit more than a lot of the quarterbacks do. So what is it about his game, even outside of the pocket, where he is so susceptible to hits, and does it have to do with him holding onto the ball longer than traditional quarterbacks?
Well, listen, it could have been that game, that game, and it's not necessarily him. And then you've got to bring the numbers. You've got to really study the numbers of the other quarterbacks getting hit. I mean, quarterbacks are getting hit in this league. We've just got an eye on that right now. I mean, I know as a media, we've got an eye on that. And so I've got that picture. I understand that. And he's got the things I mentioned there between the combination of people for this particular game, we've got to do a better job there.
So you don't think he's getting hit more than most quarterbacks, is that what you mean?
Well, in the pocket, I wouldn't say he gets hit more than the other quarterbacks. Now, I'm not going around studying really what the, I'm not sitting here with numbers for you on the other quarterback. Maybe you have the numbers, but I know quarterbacks are taking hits within the pocket there.
Alex Henry's missed a field goal 4 straight games going back to the preseason. I know one of them was with McBryer, and it wasn't a great hold. One of them was really long. But are you concerned at all about his kicking right now?
Yeah, we've got to get the whole mechanical part of that taken care of. We've had two holders that we've kind of bounced back and forth throughout training camp here, and so. And this isn't to make excuses, but that's an important guy for that kicker. And so we've got Chaz in there. Chaz is doing it, and we've got to make that thing more consistent than what it is. And all three of those guys, the snapper, the holder, and the kicker, all have a part of that. And we've got to make sure we tighten that up and get it right.
Is there something wrong with the
holder? No, I'm just saying that's what we need to do. We need to get all that taken care of.
Andy, the Browns yesterday had some success with those weak side corner blitzes, which other teams have used against you in the past. How much of that is Michael needing to recognize what's coming? How much of it was failure, a blitz pickup by your backs?
The one you're talking about was the back. The back's got to come backside and just make sure he picks that up. You saw him bring it again, and we ended up having a nice throw to Selleck on the same look. So we just got – we missed on that one.
Randy Graham only had 4 or 5 snaps in the game. Is he basically the fifth DN? That's – you just didn't have snaps for him because you have to call it, you had 5 address, or is he still not 100% or something?
He's 100%. We had a lot of D linemen up, so, I mean, that's – we're trying to roll him the best we could. He actually had a couple nice snaps in there where he pressured the quarterback and did a good job. So.
On that last drive, it seemed like Vic was a lot more comfortable when you mixed in McCoy and mixing your play calling and whatnot. Is he a lot more comfortable when that running game, when you mix it in the running game?
I didn't really see a discomfort in Michael. I didn't see that. So, I mean, you were kind of wording that in. I haven't said that he was not comfortable in there. So I would tell you when you eliminate the problems, the mistakes, that's why that last drive looked a little better, than the other ones. And again, that was our longest drive, obviously, and It's a potent offense if you eliminate those. You know, you eliminate the mistakes. There are a lot of good football players out on that field. You got to make sure that you eliminate the turnovers, you eliminate the penalties, and then good things happen.
Yeah, did you feel like you guys had a good week of practice?
It was a good week, yeah.
So were you a little surprised then by the turnovers, the penalties, the mistakes that you're
referring to? Well, listen, I didn't go in thinking we'd have that many penalties or that many turnovers. I mean, as a coach, you're looking to not make mistakes, and as players, you're looking at not making mistakes. But you're going to have games like this. The important thing is that you battle through and that you win the game, and we're able to do both those.
You get concerned that your guys are maybe kind of too wrapped up in the officials, and I mean, obviously there were calls that they were questioning and that they wondered about, and are they too worried about that, too wrapped up in it?
I don't think that necessarily affected the game, but I would tell you that you see guys raising their hands and doing that. I saw it on both teams, and you see it throughout the league. You don't need to do that. You need to just play the game. Those guys are doing their job and doing it to the best of their ability, and you need to go do your job and do it to the best of your ability, and let myself take care of the officials, and you take care of playing.
Yeah. Most of the holds legitimate.
I thought they were pretty good calls, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Red zone defense was a problem sometimes last year. You guys were 2 for 2 yesterday, 3 if you count the one just outside. What do you attribute that to?
Say again.
Red zone defense yesterday, short up, stopped them every time. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, listen, I thought we had great penetration, which helps you in the run game. I thought in the pass game we had tight coverage, obviously. DRC had a chance to have a third pick down in there, which was in great position for, and execution. I mean, that's what I tell you. Everything's faster in the red zone. All your strengths and weaknesses are exploited in the red zone either way. And, we were able to, we played fast. We played on the other side of the ball.
You mentioned on Friday that the possibility of, well, actually, said you're going to have a linebacker shuffle. You didn't really know your Ryan played like 96% of the snaps. Going forward, will you always have that in your pocket, or do you imagine Ryan's playing being more of a three-down guy?
Well, the thing I mentioned to you was D'Amico really was a two-down player in the last year or so for the Texans. So, I felt like he could be a three-down player. But, again, you get into a full game and you haven't done it for a while, you want to make sure that you've got all your bases covered. So we've got some good young guys that we have trust in that can go in and play. And I want to make sure that they got the reps to where if they needed to do that, that they'd be in a position to get in and play good football. So who knows, as far as what goes on in the future, we'll just we'll see how it works. I'll tell you that he did a good job and played well.
Andy, your first and goal on that last drive at the 3-yard line, you have McCoy and Brown in the backfield. McCoy has 17 rushing touchdowns last year, and the ball goes to Bryce Brown. Yeah, just talk about that decision. Why not go to Shady in that situation?
Well, we've scored a lot of touchdowns in that particular play. I know you've studied that. So we went and, we did that same play where, LaShawn is more of a decoy in that particular play, and then you hand it to the off back, and so that's what we did.
In terms of Bryce's blocking, where is he now? You had him in on a key third down there.
Yeah, listen, he's given everybody the confidence that he can play. I mean, you saw him in for a few snaps during the game, given LaShawn a blow, and he's done a nice job and deserves that opportunity to play.
How serious is Lewis's hamstring? Is that going to keep him out next week or beyond?
We'll see. We'll just see how he is. I think he's close.
Jared and Devon, the two guys you mentioned, are they minor injuries or are they selling?
Yeah, they're sore, but I think they'll be ready to roll. We'll see how it goes this week.